Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this, I don't know, fourth weekend, I guess, in January 2023. We're supposed to get some bad weather this weekend, be cold and rainy and maybe snowy, so hopefully it won't be too bad. But as you know, on this show, we talk to people who live or work in our community and are involved in the quality of life here. And for a long time that I've been doing this show, I've thought about having somebody on from Little League Baseball locally. About 2 years ago, I had a lady on who was in charge of the central regional headquarters for Little League Baseball down there on the interstate. You've seen that baseball park when you drive by. And she talked about Little League Baseball in general, and she was the global planning director for Little League Baseball, used to live in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. But I thought we ought to get somebody in to talk about Lebanon Little League, both Little League for the baseball and softball for the girls. And I never thought about it at a time of the year when it really worked. But I was noticing the other day Little League sign-up was now underway. So I thought it would be good to get somebody in to talk about sign-ups and kind of how it works. You may be listening. You may have a grandson or granddaughter who might want to play, or maybe have a child who wants to do it and you just forgot about doing it. So I've got Mike Custis in, who's a Lebanon police officer, and he's the vice president in charge of baseball, which is the boys' side of the sport, for Lebanon Little League. So, Mike, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So let's tell our listeners a little bit about you. You live here in Lebanon, I assume?
Yes, I do. I've lived here for about 3 years.
3 years, and are you married?
Yes, I am. I've been married for almost 11 years.
And you have children?
Yes, we have two boys and then another boy on the way.
Okay, good. So, I mentioned you're a Lebanon police officer. That you told me. How long have you had that job?
I've had that job for just over 3 years.
So, were you a police officer somewhere else before you came to Lebanon?
Yes, I worked for the Department of Corrections, and I became a correctional police officer there.
Well, that's interesting. How'd you like working for the Department of Corrections?
Oh, it was interesting. Had its up and down.
I can imagine. Where did you work? What was your facility?
So, it was Poundland Correctional Facility. I was at the maximum security one there.
Ooh. But that was, tell you, when I used to work for a federal judge 45, 50 years ago, we took a trip to the federal prison at Terre Haute. I'll never forget it. We went in there, and we were with a U.S. Marshal, and he took his gun off and put it in this holding facility. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I can't bring this gun in here." I said, "Why? You got all these bad guys. The gun might become helpful." He says, No. He says they'd take it away from us and use it on us, so we don't want to give them any guns in here. But then he looked at me and says, "You know, but they all have knives." So I thought, well, this sounds like a real fun trip here. And the guy was with the federal judge who'd probably sentenced about 50 of them or 100 of them to the federal pen. So he's in there, and I'm walking along there thinking, my God, I hope they don't recognize this judge. But it was kind of interesting to see the place. But back to Little League Baseball. So how'd you get interested in Little League Baseball? What caused you to want to be involved in the governance of the sport here locally?
So I've always loved baseball. I grew up playing it. And, my dad from the town I lived in, he was a commissioner of the league, local league.
What town was that?
So that was a town in Deal, Maryland.
Okay.
Pretty small town, just like this one.
Yeah.
And then when we moved here, my kids got involved in baseball. And then the year after that, they needed help on the board, so I took a small role, and that small role turned into a big role.
Have you ever been a coach?
Yes, I coached two teams last year, and then I also was one of the coaches on our All-Star team last year.
Well, good. How have the All-Star teams done? Have you had any success recently? I think you have, but I lose track.
So our 10U baseball team last year actually won our division tournament and went to state last year.
Well, that's good. About how many kids play Little League Baseball or softball at the moment, roughly?
Roughly, we have over 500 kids that join our league.
And has that been pretty much what it's been for a while, or is it growing, or is it shrinking?
Baseball had about a 3% increase from 2021 to 2022, and softball had a 25% increase.
So they're doing well from an enrollment or a sign-up standpoint, correct?
Yes, they are. We're growing every year.
Well, you know, when I played Little League Baseball, there was only one diamond, and it was where we are today. That was, of course, it was brand new. I think that thing was built in the mid to late 50s. I'm not sure. But since then, it's been maintained pretty well, and now you've got three other diamonds, don't you?
Correct. We have four diamonds total.
So what is the what's the ages of Little League baseball around here?
So we have a Little Rookies League, which is ages 3 and 4, and then our T-ball program all the way up to our majors program is 5 to 12.
5 to 12. So once you reach 12, you can play? You can't play as a 13-year-old, can you?
Well, softball side, their age is a yearly thing, and then the baseball side has a, if you turn 13 by a certain age, you can't play.
Okay, makes sense, unless you're from, like, Japan or Korea, where they bring these boys over here, the pitchers, and they're 14, you know, and they're pretty hard to hit. But that's a different topic. We don't do that around here. Let's give some credit to the people who were involved in the oversight, and the management, and the governance of the sport here locally. Do you have a list you could kind of tell our listeners who actually were running the program here locally at the moment?
Yes, I do. So currently we have a bunch of people that are helping out. So Aaron Carlson is our safety officer. Amy Tenney is our scheduling officer. Andrew Maybe is our secretary. Brad Burns is our coach and player development. Brian Tandy is an advisor. Chip Hunter is our treasurer. Derek Hall is part of our grounds. Eric and Jessica Watkins is our fundraiser and sponsorship. Josh Hussung is our VP of softball. Luke McQueen is our groundskeeper. Matt Tenney is one of our members on the board. Parrish Peach is our president. And Sammy Rozwacki is our one of our coach and player developers for softball.
So you've got different divisions. You've got softball for the girls, baseball for the boys.
Yes.
You've got like minors and majors, depending upon the age. You know, the coordination and the scheduling of all these games has got to be a full-time job for somebody, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very hectic in the beginning of the season. Once we get all of our players registered, then we have to figure out how many teams we have and then scheduling them.
And how many, when you sign up for a Little League baseball or softball, do you get to pick your team or does somebody assign you to a team?
So our T-ball is the board members are the ones that place them on teams. Our 8U division, we base off of skill level. So we place equally matched people on teams, so it's more
fair competition.
Yes. Our 10U and 12U levels are drafted by coaches.
Okay, so they have a draft. So by that time they know who the better players are. And so they draft it in a way so that every team theoretically is going to get a few of the better players, correct?
Yes.
Now, the dimensions of the park and the field from first base to second and the fence and all that, have they pretty much stayed the same over the years?
Yes, they haven't changed.
Is there a fee for being part of the Little League baseball or softball program?
Yes. Our fees range from different on the age group. Our Little Rookie starts off at $10. Our T-ball is $15. Our coach pitch division is $60, and our kid pitch is $70.
Okay. And like the uniforms that these kids get, is it like they're loaned the uniform and then they turn them back in at the end of the year?
No.
Or do they keep the uniform?
They keep the uniform. In our spring season, we usually like to put their last name on it.
Do you really? That's something we never didn't used to do. And then you have sponsors. You know, I know about, you know, some of the local businesses that have been longtime sponsors, and you're always looking for new ones, aren't you?
Yes.
What's it cost to sponsor a Little League team or one of these league teams?
Our sponsors range depending on the package. We have home run packages. We have banner sponsors. We have division sponsors. You can just get on LebanonLittleLeague.com, and you can look up the sponsorship.
So, you know, and I go by there a lot, as most people do, and they see the games in the summertime. The fence has a lot of advertising and placards on there, billboards, advertising signs. So even if you don't have a team, you might donate to the program and get your advertising out there, couldn't you?
Yes, you can.
Well, that's good to know. And then you've got scoreboards, and you still sell the concessions there in the main building there where people get Cokes and candy and whatever else they sell?
Yes.
It's probably a part of the fundraising, I suppose, isn't it?
It does help towards our fees.
Do you have places for these kids to practice? Because when I was a kid, we used to go to what was called Dell Park, which is out across from McDonald's, that field there now that's now got some business on it. We used to practice there. There might be a couple other places around town we would practice, but I don't remember. Where do they practice now?
So currently right now they can practice on any Lebanon School Corporation grounds. So you got Central and Perryworth and all them.
Okay. Is it up to the coaches to determine, to schedule the practices and make sure the space is going to be reserved for a given day and time? Is that how they do that?
Yes.
And then, like, the equipment, the bats, the balls, the gloves, and all that, where does that come from?
So each player can buy their own glove and helmet. We do have helmets and bats that we can provide. Any kid that needs equipment, we have spare, so we can provide for them.
Okay. And do they wear spikes like they used to with metal in them, or do they have something different now?
It's all plastic.
It's all plastic, huh? Well, I get that. How many kids are on a team, roughly?
We try to keep the teams low so each player has plenty of opportunity to play. Our younger divisions, we try to keep it at 10 because you can have 10 out on the field.
Okay.
Our older divisions, we'll bump it up to 12.
All right. And then, we now are in the sign-up period. How long is the sign-up going to last before it's too late to get your son or your granddaughter or whatever on a team?
So we have a late fee that comes at the end of February. If they sign up after February, even after we do our draft, we try not to turn away kids. If for some reason that they forget about it and sign up in March, we'll do everything we can to get them.
Good. Well, that's good to know. It's not like this is a world peace is going to depend upon whether they signed up on the wrong day. I mean, if you got room for them, you can find a spot, correct?
Correct, we will.
And it's between boys and girls. Which has the most number of enrolled participants?
Baseball typically normally has a larger turnout than softball does.
Okay. But softball as a girl sport has become more popular. In Lebanon, they have a great girl softball program at the high school level, don't they?
Yes, they do. And it starts down at the bottom with the little 3- and 4-year-olds that sign up for our little rookies.
And they like that. They like it. They enjoy it. I've spent a lot of nights sitting out there in that high school field. It usually seems to be cold. and watching my 8-year-old son or 11-year-old son playing Little League Baseball. But, I mean, those kids love it. They love to run those bases, don't they?
Yes, they do. We love seeing the kids come out and play, and I'm sure the parents do too.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Mike Custis, who's the Vice President of Baseball for Lebanon Little League, after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this fourth weekend in January, talking with Mike Custis, the Vice President of Baseball for Lebanon Little League. We're in the middle of the sign-up period, and it's a good time of the year to get your kid thinking about baseball, because every time I see that sign, Little League sign-up, I think, well, you know, spring may be getting closer. When do the games actually start? They start sooner than they used to, didn't they? Earlier than they used to. I know that.
Yes. We start around April 15th. That's when we have picture day and opening ceremonies.
Okay. And then when does it end? When's kind of baseball over unless you go pretty far in the tournaments at the end of the year?
So our championship weekend and our closing ceremonies is around June 15th because then that's when the tournament and the All-Stars start.
They start. Well, back in the day, I went to school until it was almost early June. We didn't get out till like Memorial Day, and then Little League started, you know, kind of like that. Of course, we didn't go back to school till September, so it was a totally different calendar than they have now. But school gets out earlier; it starts earlier in the fall, and you've got to get these tournaments in, and you got kids go away on summer vacation too. You got to work around too, don't you?
Yes.
Do you have clinics and stuff for these kids to kind of get into shape and get their timing and stuff early in the year?
Yes, we have a pre-registration or pre-opening day clinics. They're run on Sundays right now.
Where do they occur?
They occur at the middle school in the big gym.
Okay. And so they can get them sized up for the right uniform and get them thinking about throwing a baseball or swinging a bat and all those sorts of things, can't you? Get them excited for the season?
Yes, it's to help dust off any rust they've accumulated over the winter and get the joints moving and get into the mindset that baseball's coming around and work on fine-tuning some of those basic skills before the season starts.
And the basic skills that kids need to learn to play baseball are basically what?
Just fielding a ground ball, throwing a ball correctly, swinging a bat correctly, understanding a strike zone, just the mere basics that goes along with the sport.
Is the strike zone pretty much remained the same, or has it changed over the years, do you think?
So in the younger age groups, we kind of widen the strike zone, one, because the pitchers are usually new, and two, it keeps the game moving. If you keep the tight strike zone, you tend to see a lot of walks or a lot of kids not swinging the bat.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, as these kids get older, they get better, don't they? By the time they're 11 or 12, they're pretty good, a lot of them.
Yes, they are. You'll see a lot more competitive games. You'll see the umpires start tightening that strike zone up.
Tell me about your umpires. How do you find umpires to donate their time, or maybe they get paid? I'm not sure.
So we have two avenues of approach with our umpires. We have our volunteer umpires. We have our paid umpires. We also are trying to get into a junior umpire program, which is high school students or anyone that enjoys baseball and can't actually go out for the baseball team. We welcome them to come out, and we teach them how to umpire to eventually to the point to where they can become one of our paid umpires.
And learn the rules. I mean, they got to know the rules. And they got to be able to manage the game and all that. It's not easy to be. It's like a referee in a basketball game. You got to know what you're doing, or they're just these people are going to come after you, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm not suggesting you have a problem over there at the Little League Park, but I've seen some out of control dads, you know, mad at somebody, mad at the umpire or mad at somebody else, and it can get a little heated at times, can't it?
It can. Our parents are pretty well. They contain themselves pretty good. We don't have too many issues.
Do the umpires get paid once they finally qualify as a paid umpire? They get paid per game?
Yes, they can. We do have a paid umpire program, and they can come out and get paid to do the games.
And, you know, during the busy time of the season, you might have a dozen games or more. Of course, you got multiple courts or multiple fields, so you're going to have a lot of games on a given day. You got to fill for umpire purposes, et cetera. You got to have an umpire behind the play, but you also got to have somebody out on the field too, don't you?
Yes, we try to have two umpires at every game, especially for our older divisions. Our younger divisions, we can get away with one, but we prefer to probably stick like an adult umpire behind the plate and then a junior umpire in the field so they can have some teaching going on while the games are going on.
Yeah, makes sense. Do you have somebody there from a medical standpoint to help out if some kid would get conked? You ever have to deal with that?
We have, you know, it comes with the territory. We do have some kids that get hit by a ball. We have ice packs and medical supplies that are around. And if it gets really bad, we can always just call for paramedics.
The police will come, and they have the paramedics if need be. Tell me about the All-Star tournaments that happen. How do the All-Star teams get picked here in Lebanon?
So the coaches do a voting. Last year we actually let the kids vote to decide who our All-Stars were this past year.
Do they know who the best players are usually?
A lot of times they'll pick their friends, but our coaches vote weighs heavier than the kids. We just used last year as to get the kids involved so there isn't so lopsided.
Yeah. And then how many of the divisions or the age groups have an All-Star team that plays in a tournament at the end of the season?
So there's two divisions, our majors division and our minors division. So it's 12U and 10U.
So the 10 and under, that's the one that we did well on last year. Or was it a couple of years ago that they got to the division finals?
Last year they won the district tournament.
District. And then you've got the majors. That's the one that go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, if they got all the way, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, some of these schools, some of these towns are pretty darn good. Like Brownsburg has had great Little League baseball over the years, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
It's been a while now. You know, I can remember probably when they weren't very good, but I certainly know for the last 20 or so they've been very good. Are there some other cities around central Indiana that seem to have more than their fair good baseball players?
Zionsville usually puts on a pretty good program. Last year, Hagerstown, they actually went to Williamsport.
I remember that. And they won a game out there, as I remember. It's kind of an exciting game, and then they ended up getting beat. So some of these foreign teams are hard to beat, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Because they probably just are damn near professional already at that age, aren't they?
Or they're just playing all year round. They got a facility they can go to.
Yeah. So do we have any, you mentioned fall ball. How does that work?
So our fall ball season ends or starts right around about 3 weeks after the All-Star season stops. And that's more of a baseball runs every Sunday, so it doesn't interfere with other sports. Softball plays during the week. It's a less competitive season. We usually take that time that if you're going to move up in spring, we'll move you up in fall to kind of give you an idea of what you're going to look into when you go to spring.
One of the things I learned from talking to that lady from Little League International was baseball is played on grass in the infield, and softball is played on dirt in the infield. So that, at least at the international level, so like when they play down there on the Indianapolis interstate, they the girls play on a surface that has just dirt or sand or whatever, and the boys have grass and they have to take it up depending upon who's playing. Do we have different diamonds for that at Lebanon, or do they all play on the same surface?
So there's two diamonds that don't have grass and two diamonds that do. One of our fields we kind of use as a multi-purpose field, and then one of our field three is mainly for softball.
Okay. So how about the coaches? You got enough coaches?
We can always use more coaches. There's always a need for volunteers to come out and help with the program. Right now, we are looking at getting coaches and umpires and any volunteers at all.
And the sponsorships, I suppose you could always use more sponsors. Are there ways that people can support Little League Baseball without actually having to pay for uniforms and all that? I mean, I assume there's various levels of sponsorship you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, some of our local programs or local companies will donate materials for new projects, or they'll donate time to fix like a dugout or any big project that we have.
And some people are just good at building things, and they'll help maintain the field or help repair the clubhouse. Other people want to be coaches or umpires. So there's a lot of room for people to volunteer if they have an interest, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's always room for volunteers.
And if you want to be around your kid or your granddaughter or some other just general group of children, this is a great way to give back to their enjoyment, because most of us have very fond memories of our days in Little League Baseball, and it's important if we're going to keep the program alive that people support it either with their labor or their coaching or their volunteerism or their money.
Yes, it is.
I remember my first home run in Little League Baseball. My dad wrote on the ball. He got the ball somehow, and he wrote on their first home run. I put the date on there, and I had it somewhere. And then sometime later, I got my pen out, and I lined through first, and I wrote last up above it, because it was my first and last home run in Little League Baseball. But I was primarily a pitcher, so it didn't matter that I wasn't a great hitter. But I remember playing in Frankfurt in the All-Star game. We beat Frankfurt up there. We ended up going to the state. We lost to Jeffersonville in the state championship game when I was 12. And that team then went to Michigan. And they, as I remember, they won in Michigan. They ended up going to the Little League World Series. But so we came within two games, I guess, of getting there when I played. And it was a fun event. Of course, it's a much bigger event now than it was 60 years ago when I played Little League. I mean, it's so much. I mean, it's on international television and that field they play on there, Williamsport, is just something. And it's a very popular sport. ESPN does a great job with Little League Baseball every late August, as I remember, and that's on for the better part of 10 days. And it's a fun time. So you mentioned a website. What, again, is the website for Lebanon Little League Baseball?
It's lebanonll.com, and it can get you to the other links to either register your child or to sign up to be a volunteer. That website has all kinds of things. It has resources and tools if you want to umpire or coach or anything you want to do to help out the league.
That's a big part of the operation, just keeping track of the website. I've been managing that, taking down the information and getting back to people.
Yes, it is a very, very busy part of our time.
Well, Mike, I speak on behalf of all the residents of Lebanon, thanking you and your friends and fellow supporters of Little League Baseball for taking the time to do a great job with leadership and trying to encourage the rest of us to give money or time or donations of labor to make this program successful. It's a big part of growing up in Lebanon in the summertime, and I'm happy that the girls now have a similar activity that they did not have when I was playing Little League Baseball. And I hope our listeners will come out and support it one way or the other. It's just fun to watch them play in the summer, isn't it?
It is. It's very fun. A lot of the neighbors enjoy it. They love when the season came back. You know, we didn't have a season during COVID. They didn't know how much they missed it until it was gone, and they loved it when it came back.
Well, you know, the lights are on there until 8 or 9 o'clock in the summertime, but, I mean, it stays light pretty late that time of year anyway, and I think it brings a little excitement to their neighborhood, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. They enjoy having us there, and they enjoy loving the kids, loving the game.
Well, good. Well, I drive by it and see those kids out there and the families and the dog and the kids in the strollers, and it's a fun time of year, and I look forward to the season being starting here in the next couple of months, and I encourage our listeners to go out, watch a game, sign up a child or grandchild, volunteer to be a coach or an umpire, or just a guy that does the sound bites. Somebody's got to announce the players. I suppose you got somebody doing that, don't you, out there?
Yes, we do. We have volunteers that come out and help with that.
Well, that would be fun. Well, Mike, thanks for coming and being our guest, and my thanks to all the other fellows that you mentioned earlier, and I wish you well this year with your Little League program.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
You're welcome. Our guest this week has been Mike Custis, the Vice President of Baseball Operations here in the Lebanon Little League. And we're gonna have another guest in next week to talk about the goings-on in our community and talk about, my mind's gone blank here, about who it is next week. And that just shows you, I just interviewed this person 2 hours ago, and I can't remember who it is, but it was an amazing interview, and the person is actively involved in our community, and you just have to wait and join us next week to find out who it is if you don't see it on the Internet. So have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.